You might remember when there was some question of retranslating one of the last lines of the Our Father, "Lead us not into temptation." Pope Francis was talking about it in one of his interviews and explained how that translation can be misleading. And of course, everyone immediately was like, Pope Francis is going to change the Our Father. But no, that was not the intention. He was just pointing out a fact that in English, saying, "Lord, lead us not into temptation," can be misleading. It can make you think like we're asking God to not lead us into temptation because he does lead us into temptation or tempts us himself. No, that's not true. Now, we know from the letter of St. James that God does not tempt us. No one experiencing temptation should say, "I'm being tempted by God." And even if we didn't have St. James' letter, common sense would tell you that a good God is not the reason that we sin. He doesn't push us into temptation. So again, when we say, "Lead us not into temptation," that's a very common kind of prayer where we will ask God for something that we know he's already giving us. Like, "Lord, please help me." As if he wasn't already helping us. But that prayer is so good because when we ask for God's help, despite the fact that he's like always waiting on us to let him help us, it helps us grow in faith and kind of opens us up, changes us. So lead us not into temptation. It is not to say God is the one who puts us into temptation or tempts us. He's actually the one who leads us out. And when we say, "Lord, don't lead us into temptation," we're affirming what we know to be true. Like he actually will lead us out. He's not the one who will lead us into it.